I would like to file a formal complaint to the North Miami Police Department against Officer Jonathan Aleda.
Emma Inamore is a member of Black Lives Matter Miami. She and about 30 other protesters are dressed in all black. They're in the lobby of the North Miami Police Department asking to file formal complaints after Charles Kinsey was shot by a member of the police department's SWAT team. A man at the counter tells her she can't file a complaint because the shooting is already under investigation. But then Officer Natalie Bucereth steps in.
They want to file a complaint. That's why we live in America.
Officer Bucereth is also a spokesperson for the police department. She pulls out a notepad and calmly tells the protesters they do have the right to file a complaint.
They're not breaking the law. Come get it. You're not breaking the law. You're not doing anything wrong. This is why we're here. Absolutely.
One by one, protesters step up.
There you go. Next person.
They grab a piece of paper from a notepad and write down their concerns. Some of the complaints are about the police union's explanation as to why Kinsey was shot.
He thought the white male and his actions were such that he felt Mr. Kinsley's life was in danger.
Not long after the shooting, the Police Benevolent Association president, John Rivera, tried to clarify that the shooting wasn't about race, that it was a mistake. He said Officer Jonathan Aleda was trying to shoot Arnaldo Rios Soto, Kinsey's client with autism, and Aleda missed. Soto had a toy truck in his hand. The officer thought it was a gun, Rivera said. That explanation was not okay with protester Subash Katil.
You know, the fact that you can be shot with your hands up on the ground, doing every command that police officers tell you to do if you don't want to get shot, as a person of color that hit me, as a person that tries to abide by the law that hit me, as a person that is always scared about my autistic family members, you know, potentially getting hurt by the police because people don't understand they're autistic, that this, you know, hit me.
Emma Inamore with Black Lives Matter Miami watched the video. She was upset that it appears police handcuffed Kinsey after he was shot.
They treated him as if he was a criminal. So their story just isn't adding up and we're not buying it.
North Miami officials say the union was speaking on behalf of the officer only, not the city or the official investigation.
If he would have shot the autistic guy, we would have shown up for him.
Jasmine Rogers is another protester who showed up at the police station.
If he would have shot a white guy, we would have shown up for him, her, or them. We would have been here because we understand that this is deeper than race. This is a larger problem with the system of policing that we have, where they have an overreach of power.
The next complaint, please.
A North Miami police officer directs protesters to a room where they can formally log their complaints individually and privately. After the complaints were filed, the group of protesters form a circle outside of the police station. It's a bit windy. Umi Sila is with Dream Defenders, the social justice group. Sila recounts how, in an interview with the local TV station, Charles Kinsey said he asked the officer, "Why did you shoot me?" Kinsey said the officer responded, "I don't know."
"I don't know" is a response to "Do you know if it's going to rain today?" "I don't know" is not a response to when you shoot somebody with their hands up and they're on the ground.
Protesters say the North Miami Police Department should get used to them because they'll be back. North Miami Police say they'll be welcome. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.